an endorsement, and a declaration.
Things are going to change under President Trump.
Michigan's governor promises Flint water fix.
I take full responsibility.
He's already apologized, but that doesn't mean much when people are poisoned.
Pakistan terror attack.
Gunmen started attacking students in classrooms.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Less than 2 weeks till the Iowa caucuses, and a familiar face showed up there to stump for Trump.
I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin appeared with an endorsement that could help move more conservative Iowans away from Ted Cruz and toward Trump in a state where they're neck and neck.
Trump and his trumpeters, well, they're not conservative enough. Oh, my goodness gracious. What the heck would the establishment know about conservatism?
Rick Davis, who ran the McCain-Palin campaign in 2008, was on CBS This Morning.
I think in everywhere else in the country, you know, people are scratching their head when they wake up this morning and saying, what is he thinking? But, I think he's made a bet that if he can win Iowa, he has a shot at sweeping the whole run of the table.
Republican contender Ben Carson suspended campaign events yesterday after Iowa campaign workers were hurt in a car accident. One 25-year-old Braden Joplin died.
Life is so fleeting, and we have to make the most of every bit of it that we can.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are in a tight Iowa battle. Sanders in Carroll, Iowa, for a town hall.
If you run into people say, well, I like what Bernie stands for, but I think he can't win, please tell them that that is really not the case.
Sanders has a wide lead in New Hampshire polls. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says there's new information about emails on Clinton's private server when she was Secretary of State.
In a letter to lawmakers, the Intelligence Community Inspector General says several dozen emails on Clinton's server contained information that was either confidential, secret, or top secret SAP. That stands for Special Access Program. And material like that is meant to be safeguarded and only seen by a small number of government officials on a need-to-know basis.
And a final note about Sarah Palin. In Alaska, her 26-year-old son, Track, is facing domestic violence charges. Court documents say he punched his girlfriend in the face. The Republican governor of Michigan is under increasing fire. For the water crisis in Flint, and last night in his State of the State address, Rick Snyder promised action.
I am sorry, and I will fix it.
He vowed millions in funding and more National Guard troops.
Government failed you, federal, state, and local leaders, by breaking the trust you placed in us.
But protesters outside the State House in Lansing are keeping up the pressure.
The governor didn't do his job. He's been lying all along.
Attorney Michael Pitt represents people who are taking court action.
Our government officials made this mess. They need to clean it up.
Flint's water is contaminated with lead. Pediatrician Mona Hanna Atisha.
There is no safe level of lead in a child. None. It is an irreversible, potent neurotoxin.
Governor Snyder has promised to release all of his emails regarding the Flint situation. Overseas, at least 20 people were killed in an attack at a university near Peshawar, Pakistan, just after classes began for the day. Reporter Kasim Naman is in Islamabad via Skype.
The attackers made their way into the university from one of the less used routes, which faced vast farmland. The militants used cover of fog to get inside and to begin the assault.
A Taliban splinter groups claimed responsibility. Police say the four attackers were killed after a gun battle. The government's come up with a new measurement of the people who came here legally on visas last year and overstayed their welcome. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
In its first such detailed tally, the Department of Homeland Security says roughly 500,000 visitors who entered the U.S. last year overstayed their visa. More than 400,000 of them are still believed to be in the U.S., and that's not counting those who entered illegally. Lawmakers requested the data out of concern that terrorists may be arriving under the guise of students or fiancés. The new figures suggest the scale of the challenge facing immigration and Homeland Security officials. Steve.
50 million Americans are on the path of the first major winter storm of the season in the eastern half of the country. WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn says it'll take shape Friday.
The bullseye right now looks to be over the Appalachian and Blue Ridge Mountains. That's where you'd see possibility of 2 feet of snow. But a foot of snow anywhere from Trenton, New Jersey to places like Charlottesville, Virginia as of right now.
And strong winds could cause drifting snow and a storm surge in coastal areas. The U.S. Coast Guard has called off the search now for 12 Marines missing since last week's helicopter collision off Oahu, Hawaii, during a nighttime training mission.
The decision to suspend the search without finding survivors is particularly difficult.
Coast Guard Captain Jim Jenkins says they have located a wreckage field.
It's about 2 miles offshore and in about 325 feet of water.
Top Iranian leaders are blasting new U.S. sanctions over the country's missile testing as coercion and illegal. In Germany, we're hearing more from the Americans freed by Iran. Former Marine Amir Hekmati called his release a surprise.
Right now, I feel great. I have so much energy. Like I said, I feel alive for the first time. And then hearing about some of my fellow Marines supporting me really gave me the strength to put up with over 4 years of some very difficult times.
Health officials around the country are now reporting 7 cases of the Zika virus. It's a mosquito-borne ailment linked to birth defects found in tropical regions. 2 pregnant Illinois women who traveled to Honduras and Haiti have it. There are 3 cases in Florida, 1 each in Texas and Hawaii. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
The problem is, even though the symptoms are those of a mild viral infection, if you're pregnant, and especially probably early in pregnancy, the virus can cause serious problems in the fetus.
Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx played the part of real-life hero near his Southern California home. Foxx and another person pulled a man from his crashed and burning truck.
As we pull him out, within 5 seconds later, the truck goes up.
Goes up in flames, and the 32-year-old man is expected to survive his injuries.
I don't look at it as heroic. I just look at it like, you know, you just had to do something.
The Nielsen ratings people are doing something today. The company says it's going to work with Facebook to measure social content ratings of TV shows. It'll also measure chatter on Twitter to better track digital viewing. Is it a dessert or a side dish? The Golden Arches is trying something new in Japan.
For a limited time through Valentine's Day, McDonald's Japan is selling fries drenched in chocolate sauce. Bizarre flavor harmonies are big in Japan, home to snacks like chocolate-covered potato chips and soy sauce candy bars. McDonald's has struggled here in recent years. The U.S. parent company is said to be looking to sell part of its stake. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
In northern England, a 10-year-old Muslim boy was questioned by police after writing in an English lesson that he lived in a terrorist house. Turns out what he meant to say was a house with a terrace and got the spelling of terrorist wrong. During questioning, the family computer was also analyzed. The boy's parents are demanding an apology from the police and the school. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.